Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block off East Cotton, open 7 days a week. And now, El Paso history with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Well, you know, it must be Saturday. We're in his closet again talking about history.
Yes, and I should be out shopping.
Oh, goodness. Great. At Mission Del Rey. Go ahead and say that.
Mission Del Rey Southwest.
Ah, there you go.
Make sure you get that Southwest because I'm always
forgetting. Do you realize you can shop at our other sponsors as well? And you can,
oh, my gosh, yes.
You can get gift certificates.
Cover everybody.
Pepe's or Amigos. Pepe's has got that box of thing. It's sort of like a foldable thermos. And he opens it up and fills it up with frozen things, and you can ship them anywhere in the country.
I'm thinking about doing that for my kids.
You should think about that.
Yeah, because one's in Houston, one's in Austin, and they just do not get good food there.
They do not. So anyway, that's what I've got there. But this is the radio show where we say Texas history begins in El Paso, because it does.
And ends. Let's just say it begins
and ends. Texas history goes on. Let them have their fun. But when it comes to bragging rights, you know, when in Texas, they usually get uppity on the other end of the state.
So yeah, they don't listen to us anyway. So
that's all right. Heck with them. We got better things to do. So, and today's one of them. So this is the history begins in El Paso thing, but also we're on 690, been on this frequency for a long time, but they added the internet. Where's that go?
Ah, that goes out everywhere around the planet. If you go to ktsmradio.com and you can pick up the iHeartRadio link where you can listen to our show every Saturday anywhere on the planet.
You got trivia, right?
Yes, I do. We have trivia. And it's kind of an interesting one in that you had an Army colonel and his troops who were outnumbered and outgunned by
moment.
Yeah, that's his. What did I say?
Ask trivia.
Oh, I missed it.
But that's
sorry.
Okay. You're doing a history moment. Go ahead, say that
I'm
again.
I'm fighting with my
computer.
You're
talking about Donovan.
That's right. Colonel Donovan, which we know where the boulevard is.
Well,
he was outnumbered and outgunned, and he still beat his larger opponent.
People don't understand. There was a real big battle up in the Upper Valley.
Yeah, up by Vado.
Sí, Vado.
Yeah, Vado.
Vado.
Go hang in Vado. Let's go back to where I should have been. Trivia.
Oh, trivia, yeah.
Yes, we do have trivia for both hours today. Two questions each hour and a $20 food coupon from Pepe's in Canutillo, or a $20 coupon from Mission Del Rey Southwest. So the correct trivia question on hour one and hour two, we have for Amigos.
Amigos is
Amigos.
Two. Pepe's is one. Mission Del Rey is both.
Up both hours.
And
so
we don't do anything for Monterey Asset Management because Ray Bach is cool.
I wish he would. Maybe he'd give me an apartment building.
No, we did. He maxed out that apartment that we were helping in front.
I know. Well, I just want the building, to own the building, collect the rents.
You got to go in there with money.
Oh, that's Santa
and then you
Baby.
Make
that's
more
the song.
Money.
Okay.
Now, you have to talk to Ray. Talk to Ray. All right, let's talk about the history at hand here. December 14th is today. The man who is our guest is named Sergio Lewis. Good morning,
yes.
Senor.
Good morning,
Good
Jackson
morning.
And Melissa.
There's that voice that we hear.
Yeah,
on the radio
I love that
all
voice.
Time.
Yeah,
your choice, remember?
Yeah.
Near the airport. Maybe I'm getting a little carried away.
No. In fact, we had you on the promo. Sergio Lewis, you know, the guy who has a shop near the airport.
That's right.
That would be you. And saying you're well known because of your commercials. But it's what the thing is. We look at El Paso history from a number of directions all the time. We have people saying, "Well, I've studied the Camino Real, and we did," and that last week was huge. That audience went way out there on Facebook. But on this hand, we're looking to see, and we got over 5,000 people already clicked onto you and your promo this morning, Sergio Lewis. And the idea would be to ask you what you see in El Paso in the way of history, because everybody has a piece of it. Most of us don't have much of it, because if we went to public schools, we were not taught hardly anything about El Paso history. I'm an example of that. I went through I went through 12 grades here.
That's a good thing.
And then 1 year at UTEP, and nobody explained to me what the Mission Trail was. So, I mean, I was 45 years old. I'd left town. I came back 45 years old and said, okay, I've got to figure this out. And when I got into it, I was like, oh, my God, that happened here? Oh, what's this Pancho Villa dude? That happened here? Oh, we had dinosaurs right around here? And on and on and on. And so when you finally figure out the history of El Paso, it's like, oh, my goodness. So I would just ask you at the top here, how much El Paso history do you know, and where'd you get it? Because it wasn't in school.
Well, first of all, I grew up in Northeast El Paso. So, growing up in Northeast El Paso, didn't really get out too much as a kid. But one thing I'd like to say before we get going here, you know, growing up on the border, period, you know, it's always been it's a romantic thing, quite frankly. It really is. It's unique. You have people coming from across the border, us going over there, and there's a, a, not only a sense, but a reality of diversity that I don't think you can find anywhere else unless it's a similar environment.
And in the United States, there aren't that many.
Well, and
San Diego, Tijuana, maybe.
There you go. El Paso, quite its border, though, is just, it's an amazing thing. There's positive ends, of course, and then, of course, there's the, like anything else, you've got some negatives. But when you really think about it, children growing up in the 50s and the 60s and going to Juarez back in that day.
That was normal.
It was very normal, and it was exciting.
Where are your roots? Your roots. Where do you come from?
Well, my father and mother were from Juarez. And my dad, at a young age, joined the U.S. Army as a Mexican resident. He served during the World War II. He came back. He went back to Juarez, 3 years, I think it was. He worked. He saved his money, became a U.S. citizen, married my mom. And they were starting one of the first subdivisions in Northeast at the time on Teton Street, Hercules Street, Tetons, and there wasn't hardly anything out there.
A lot of desert at that point.
It was all desert.
Yeah,
almost.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so, you know, he ended up buying a two-bedroom, one-bath house. Well, it turned out he had three older sons, three little sisters, and our question to him was, when we grew up, said, there's three-bedroom houses around here, Dad. Why didn't you buy one? He says, I never expected to have a whole lot of kids.
Oh.
Surprise!
After a while, he figured out what caused that. Yes, indeed.
But you know, let me share something with you all, if you don't mind here.
Sure.
Obviously, we have a little bit of time. I have a lot of respect for that process. You know, I of course, not only because he was my dad. My dad's probably the most honest individual, noble individual that I've ever known. When we came to Northeast, we were kids. I remember he'd come walking home from Logan Heights because he worked downtown. The bus, I think, would end right around the Del Norte Drive-In back then.
Oh, yeah.
Broadus, Kemp, wherever on Dyer.
Somewhere, yeah.
And then every day he'd walk home in the morning. He'd wake up early, and he'd walk to the bus because that's where it ended back then.
A mile away or what?
Actually, we were on Tetons by McGoffin School, so you figure it's a lot more than a mile.
Yeah, okay.
And to become a U.S. citizen, I guess in his mind, he figured, and that's what he told us, he wanted to serve in the U.S. because he felt he wanted someday to participate in the American dream, so to speak.
Was he in World War II?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he did it by the book.
Yeah.
He went back to Juarez when he got out. He saved his money. Of course, I'm guessing they pushed a little bit since he had already served in the U.S. Army, but it still took him about 3.5 years to get his citizenship.
Yeah.
And I just always looked at my dad as a very noble individual, not only because of that, but because of the way he raised us, of course.
That's an amazing story. A lot of people have that story, yeah. But it's interesting to hear this.
You don't hear it very often.
No, and in Northeast, we don't hear enough about Northeast. How were you there? You were born when they were in Northeast, or you moved there?
I was probably about... Well, yeah, I was pretty much a baby.
Okay, so you started out Northeast. What is your thoughts about what El Paso looks like from there? You're sitting in Northeast. What does El Paso look like? You hear us talking about a lot of history. Most of it happens along the river because that's where the activity was in various times. And you have the Butterfield Stage coming in from out of town. But not a whole lot of big original events in Northeast because Northeast was just desert, like we said. So what are your thoughts about looking at El Paso history? I mean, are you looking at it from a distance, or do you feel like you're a part of it, or what's the deal?
Well, first of all, you wake up in the morning, and when you wake up, you face west, and there's the beautiful mountains right in front of you.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's just amazing. I think most Northeast people know that. And living next to the mountain, for some reason, always gave us a sense of pleasure, so to speak. I know that sounds a little crazy, but...
I did the same thing in more central than you. I was just down the mountain a ways.
You were probably, what, in central Austin High School area?
Austin High School, yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful there.
And you also got the afternoon shade that nobody else on the west side got.
Right.
The shade
right.
of the mountain hit like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
You know, another thing that growing up as children and growing up as teenagers that we were exposed to was... Back in the day, and a lot of the younger generations nowadays, I don't know if they know or not, but there was actually basic training. Fort Bliss had basic training.
Logan Heights.
Logan Heights. And that during on weekends or time off for the soldiers back then, you know, they would spill over into Dyer. And so you not only had the teenagers and other individuals growing up and students growing up in Northeast, but then you had a whole lot of soldiers.
Oh, yeah.
And Northeast was always known, and to me, when I was growing up, was actually the place where there was live bands. You wanted to hear live music, live rock and roll,
out
live
Dyer
country.
Street. Out Dyer.
You go to Dyer Street. Where's Dyer Street? Northeast El Paso.
Oh, yeah. And also, you had the V2 rocket on Dyer Street. I remember driving past that all the time. We went to Ruidoso. I look at that thing and say, wow, what happened here? You know, and that was always a landmark for me as a kid, that big V2. I think that V2 finally got refurbished, but it's it was a landmark for a lot of people.
So many of us were so busy growing up on Dyer Street. And a lot of, so there's people and friends of mine that are listening right now. They all know we've had this conversation over and over and over. You know, Northeast was not only a place of live entertainment, country and rock, but it was also a place of fast cars.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard that
fast
story.
Fast cars, hot rods, street rods.
You mentioned before the show you had lived on a drag strip. Kinda. It wasn't officially a drag strip, however.
One of the first illegal drag strips?
Yeah.
Well, we grew up on Tetons, and if anybody's familiar, between Sunrise Shopping Center and Diana, from Diana up to about Mount Baldy, right around the corner, right there's a curve, and as the curve starts to end, you have a straight shot. Well, back then there was the Oasis at the corner of Tetons and Dyer.
Uh-huh.
So the soldiers would get together there, the high schoolers and the you know, whoever was around back in those days at the Oasis, that was a hot spot. You know, there again, fast cars, hot cars, beautiful women.
Of course.
Fights.
Would
once
you
in
race?
A while.
Good old days.
They would race down Teton Street, one-on-one.
I thought, well, down or up? I was curious. You'd race down.
They would race from Dyer down.
Oh, my.
How long a strip was it? About a mile?
Oh, no, not even that.
Quarter?
It would have been nice for them. It was a quarter. They've been blowing more motors, of course. But no, no. Maybe almost an eighth. You know,
only
it was just,
an eighth?
It was a quick. It was like, out of the gate, hit it as hard as you can, punch it, because there comes the street, and watch out for the cops.
And look for lights and flashing lights.
But let me share this with you. This is really interesting, because it always stuck in my memory. Growing up with three brothers and three sisters, two older brothers and three little sisters in a two-bedroom, one bath.
We had one bath.
Yeah,
announcement. One bath.
We had bunk beds, right?
Okay.
Anyways, I was just a kid, grade school, I guess, or barely starting grade school, and I still remember the roar of the motors and the cars going down Tetons, and sometimes it'd wake us up. And the talk in the neighborhood was about these people racing all the time, every night, especially weekend nights down
in the
street.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, and one morning we all woke up, and next door to our house, one of the vehicles, I guess, that was racing, one of the cars, was in somebody's front yard and knocked down the wall, knocked down part of the house. And I guess at that point is when somebody decided, you know, I think we need to stop.
Yeah, we're going to move this act somewhere else.
Aww.
So the show ended, so to speak.
Well, we're talking with Sergio Lewis, and he is the guy that you hear on this station all the time. He is he's the guy that recites poetry occasionally.
Oh, yes.
We've known about poetry.
Don't get me going on that one.
Well, please. We might, but if we have to fill time, you're going to do poetry. No, we won't have to fill
time.
He's
a man of many talents. Commissioner. He's a county commissioner.
County commissioner.
Sergio
Lewis. Body shop, it says on your card here.
Right.
There are so many things you've gotten into. I just thought it would be fabulous to hear your story.
Well, don't forget, I was former president, 1995-97, of El Paso Independent School District.
Oh, that's right. Well, trustee. And
at that time, and how that happened, I don't know. This is interesting.
I hope you wore boots when you did that.
Jesus,
it gets thick over there.
It was crazy. Check this out. I became president also of the Far West Tech School Board Association for the whole El Paso, Hudspeth County, if I remember correctly. And the next year, I became president of the Urban Council of all the eight Urban Council school districts of the state of Texas.
You got elected. Did you miss a meeting? Is that what happened? I mean, sometimes that's the way that goes.
Sometimes it happens. No, I think I was just way too much energy at that time. Way too much energy. The decade before that, my brother Tony, who actually engineered our race operation, because in the 80s we were doing some professional drag racing, him and I, and some other guys that would help us.
In tracks around El Paso, not just in Northeast on the streets?
No.
Now you moved to a regular track.
Professional.
Well, Sergio, I need to warn you. We need to take a break once in a while.
Fine.
We are at that point now. Yeah. Sergio Lewis is the man in the house. And it's an interesting history from Northeast El Paso. We don't normally get that perspective. So we're going to be exploring that with him for the 2 hours.
We're talking our own American graffiti here.
Oh, it's interesting. So we need to take a break here. But before we get some trivia questions to deal with. And also, just to let you know, Amigos, downtown at 2000 Montana, sort of central, they're available for hosting meetings. You need to get a hold of those people. They got all kinds of rooms.
Or parties.
Well, not just parties, but if you have just a business meeting, and Pepe's is the same, you can go out there, and either one of them has gift certificates. Just want to make sure you know that. Pepe's Restaurant 2008 at yahoo.com. They now have an email. How about that?
Ah.
So you got any trivia
coming
questions?
Up to the world.
Ask some trivia questions, would you?
Okay, our first trivia question for a $20 gift certificate, to Pepe's, or $20 gift certificate to Mission Del Rey Southwest, is our first question is, former County Commissioner Lewis owns a local business. Can you name his business?
Yes, I can.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. I've already got all the coupons. I don't need to answer
and
this.
And then the second question we have, Sergio Lewis advertises on KTSM radio on many commercials rather than reading a regular script. What is Sergio Lewis known to recite on his commercials for his body shop business?
He does things. One thing we do, Sergio, also, we ask you to pick a special at Pepe's. You don't have to go there today. If you did, Pick something on that list there, and what that list is the menu. And when you pick whatever you pick, it becomes a $6 item today at Pepe's.
Oh, wow.
And it's called the Oñate Special. So which one do you think we should give away cheaper to? That's not, totally giving it away, but which one do you think? I mean, they're all over the place there.
I think the green chicken enchiladas.
People do love that.
That's one of
everybody's
favorites.
Chicken enchiladas.
One of my favorites.
Love that. And so if you ever get out there, get that. But if you
he's just over the hill. It only takes a few minutes to get over the hill from Northeast to Pepe's.
It's a full 3 minutes.
It's right off the Trans Mountain.
The way he drives is 3 minutes to get over there.
Absolutely.
Okay,
Absolutely.
So we got that dealt with, and it's the whatever you said, green chili, chicken enchiladas. And the phones are already lighting up. We have not given up the phone number yet. Should
we do it
anyway?
We shall do it
what
anyway.
What is the phone number?
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting RADIO to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text RADIO to 350-350. That's RADIO to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexican items for gifts and decor. Fun Southwest holiday shopping for the family. Bring your friends. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com for directions to Mission Del Rey Southwest.
Advertised transaction is a rent-to-own transaction. Requires 13 payments to own. Total payments for ownership equals the weekly rental price times 13. From wearable technology to electronics and computers, the best things in life are no longer out of reach, thanks to Ownable.us. Ownable lets you rent to own great new electronics quickly. After 6 months of renting, it's yours to keep forever. Shop Ownable.us to get all the top brands today. Right now, you can even save $10 off at checkout by entering promo code RADIO. That's $10 at checkout with promo code RADIO. Ownable. Rent it for weeks.
Ready, set, prep. PrEP is a daily prescription medication that can help prevent HIV. You may be eligible to receive PrEP medication at no cost. Ready, Set, PrEP is a program for people who do not have HIV, have a valid prescription for PrEP, and do not have prescription drug insurance. Talk to your healthcare professional to find out if PrEP is right for you and apply at GetYourPrEP.com. That's GetYourPrEP.com. Apply today.
What are we watching on TV these days? Celebrities arguing, staged romances, political experts spatting like children. If you want TV that stimulates your brain, check out Curiosity Stream. Thousands of documentaries and shows covering history, nature, food, science, and more. And for a limited time this holiday season, Curiosity Stream is 40% off with promo code IHEART, making a year subscription just $11.99. Go to curiositystream.com/iHeart now to sign up.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Now we got a bunch of trivia people looking to answer questions about this man named Sergio Lewis. But we also have some things to tell you going on here, first, such as in northeast El Paso, there is no archery today at the Museum of Archaeology. Normally they kill it for weather, but they killed it this time because their people aren't there. So you can't they're not going to give you the bows and arrows and say good luck.
Come on.
Yeah, their people are gone today, so you can't do that.
See kids running around throwing them at each other.
Well, you can do that on your own
Merry Christmas.
Museum grounds. But anyway, the like button on Facebook, go there for El Paso History Radio Show. Subscribe to us there. And also on our YouTube channel. The YouTube channel we got is El Paso History TV on YouTube. You go to youtube.com/El Paso History TV, and you'll get over, God, what is that, about 120 now pieces up there.
Yeah,
we
lot.
Have 16 that Bernie did.
Keep
Bernie
you busy.
Sargent. Oh, yeah, very busy.
Binge.
But the 16 we've done for ABC 7 was actually in the newscast with Bernie Sargent. And those are now online in a group. You can go look at those. And if you don't know what El Paso history is, that right there will give you a pretty quick overview of the interesting stuff that's gone on. And also, like we had Loretto Academy, Trost Architecture, Chamizal, and Fort Bliss. That was just a spread of things that you can go look at there. El Paso History TV, and that is on YouTube. So what you's got?
Well, we got this is really cool. I'm glad to see this coming up again. The 23rd Annual El Paso History Day. And this is going to be held by the UTEP College of Liberal Arts. And it's, this year's theme is Breaking Barriers in History. This is going to be Saturday, February 22nd in 2020. Students are encouraged to choose any topic in local, national, or world history and investigate its historical significance and relationship to the theme by conducting extensive primary and secondary research. And winners can go on to state and national competitions, and I believe there's scholarships that can be won from this. Registration closed on February 10th, 2020 at 11:59 p.m., and they have a master schedule for judging and teachers and such coming up. So what I suggest is you get a hold of Charles M. Martin at 747-7055. They could use volunteers and judges also, but this is a great – if you know students, a grandchild, a child, get them involved. They do not have to belong to a school to get involved. But it'd be great to see classes go into this. But
this is all volunteer.
Oh, it's all volunteer.
It should
great.
Be curriculum.
Yeah, it should be.
But so be it. At least it's volunteer. We're going to push it and help him.
Are we
going to
get Charles on this year?
It's been offered. He's got an idea in January. He has to see if he's got a trip coming or not.
Oh,
and otherwise,
he's a great guy.
He will show up.
I would like to judge that this year.
Well, you can go do that, but it's on a Saturday, so we have to have a microphone on you. And by the way, Melissa, in between commercials. Go over there and do that. All right, shall we do the trivia? We got what's going on
trivia.
Here. All kinds of phone calls here. This one's from Diane is on the radio with Melissa. Go ahead.
Good morning, Diane. How are you?
Great. Thank you. Thank you for having the trivia today and such a wonderful guest on today.
Sounds like a ringer.
This is one of your cousins, Sergio.
Yeah. That's so sweet, Diane. Thank you.
See, you got a fan.
You're very welcome.
Okay, which question did you have an answer for?
I have both of them. So,
let's go with number one then. How's that?
What is
okay.
it?
Okay.
The former County Commissioner Lewis owns a local business. Can you name his business?
Oh, my goodness.
Would that be Sergio Lewis Body Shop?
Merry Christmas. Yes,
Inc.
it is.
Thank you.
I've got his card right here to verify.
Inc. Oh, she loses because she didn't say
Inc. Well, you don't have to say Inc. It's in fine print.
Okay.
Yes.
So what would you like? Would you like the Pepe's coupon or would you like the coupon to Mission Del Rey Southwest?
Well, I'd like both of them, but I'm going to select the Pepe's.
Pepe's.
All right.
Have you been there before? Have you been there, Diane?
Actually, no, but I grew up going to Griggs.
Oh, well, then there you go.
So you know the drill. And, yes. And Sergio was telling us that the Griggs on the east side was about a couple of blocks when that was open from his body shop. So you probably know all about that stuff, of the food.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Good choice there, Diane. Hold on.
That's where Pepe worked, I think. Was
yeah,
on
Pepe
the...
ran that one.
Yeah,
and Lorena, his wife, was one of the other management people. All right. Anything else on your mind, Diane?
I just recommend the one on Montana, and I'm looking forward to the one on the west side.
Montana is gone, but the west side is the one that's open, and it's no longer the old store. I don't know where your phone went.
Diana?
But Diana.
Yes.
She's still there. Okay.
It's no longer that location. You have to go up Donovan a ways. It'll be a 6761. Pepe moved into a strip mall. It's no longer the big old place.
It's in Canutia.
However, here's the good part. The good part is they have the recipes, and they make the same tasting food.
Yes. Well, thank you for the information. We did go to the auction when they had the Griggs auction.
Right.
Oh,
on Saturday
yeah.
and Sunday.
Wasn't that great?
It was, and I'm actually sitting at a desk, one of the antique desks that they brought down.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah.
Well, go out there and see some of the other stuff. They've got some of the tables. But, again, the recipes are the biggie. Hold on here, all right?
Okay. Thank
Hold
you.
Hold on, Diane.
Thanks for listening.
Okay, now going to our next caller. That would be Ed. Ed, talk to this lady.
Good morning, Ed. How are you?
Yeah, I got to be honest, straight up, I want a Pepe's coupon, and I give it to a needy family. Now I want to try to win one for another needy family.
Oh,
even better. Now,
so
what
sweet.
You got available to you is a Mission Del Rey coupon right now, looking at you.
Oh, I just took my two nieces there last week, and they bought the store out. They
oh, all right.
Well, here you can take a third niece.
Now, you haven't won a coupon contest here in about 60 days, have you?
Well, I told you up front, to be honest, I won it and give it to a needy family.
I know, but how long ago was it that you won the coupon?
That was like 3 or 4 weeks ago. I don't know.
We may have to move on there because you got to wait 60 days to actually win this.
Yeah,
to get another coupon. And the lady at the front desk will know it.
Yeah, she's...
I didn't win it for myself. I gave it to a needy family.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter.
It doesn't affect her attitude. I'm sorry.
Could I ask a question or two?
Sure, yeah. Sergio's sitting here. Talk to Sergio.
Does Sergio remember a pawn shop that was at Dyer and Diana, right there by where the Carl's Jr. is now, right in that kind of that candy corner there?
Pawn shop.
I remember, as a youngster, I remember the Tom Bell sort of catty corner across the street from the area you're talking about.
This was 68.
Yeah, the pawn shop itself, I'm going to be very honest with you. It's very vague. I do remember Tom Bell was across from there, but the pawn shop itself, no, because I know what you're talking about. If you're talking Dyer and Diana, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, because later there was the Red Rooster in that area, and then also the Firestone across from the Red Rooster.
Yeah.
But you must be talking where the Carl's Jr. is now, right? Today, I don't remember a pawn shop right there on that V or that corner.
There's a lot of history there.
Oh my yes. Well, okay. Thanks a lot. We listen to your whole show every week.
I appreciate. It. Thank you.
I got a question, but Jackson can't answer it.
Try me.
How many miles of rebarb was in the to build the stack at Asarco?
You know, I know that answer.
I know Jackson knows it.
Do you want to ask somebody else how much rebar was in the stack?
No idea.
I'll just tell you.
How many miles? How many miles of rebar?
162 miles of rebar in the stack. Yes.
That is amazing.
I had to write that down a few times. Well, Ed, thanks for calling up. You take care easy.
All right.
Call back another time, Ed.
Thank you. You take care easy.
Pray for our country.
Indeed, sir.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks a lot. We got Sandra. Sandra is still here. Sandra's online, too.
Okay, Sandra.
Hey, Sandra, we got one more question. What is the question?
Sergio Lewis advertises on KTSM radio. How many commercials, rather than reading a regular script, what is Sergio Lewis known to recite on his commercials for his body shop business?
His poems.
There we go.
Can't get away from that, man. Poetry.
Are those really his poems?
Well, ask him right here, Sergio.
Do you write those poems?
Are those really
poetry?
Your poems, Sergio?
Absolutely, they are.
Oh, he's got one going. You got one now.
Or not, I'll just throw out a blurb. The dungeons, the castles, all smell of ghosts. A voice in the chambers whisper, then screams. Kings and queens adhere as they hide in an infrared asylum.
Infrared asylum.
Don't ask me why I did that.
What did you eat for dinner to cause that dream?
You know, that's the weirdest thing. Sometimes I'll wake up in the morning and something like that will come to mind, and or in the evening or whenever.
You write them down.
And sometimes I'll write them down and sometimes I don't. Why I said that one right now, I'll tell you why. Because it was in front of me.
There you go. Sandra,
you need to publish a book.
Well, thank you.
Well, Sandra, you have – Sandra, right?
Yes, Sandra.
Yeah.
He blew me off with that one. I forgot who I was talking to. You have won a coupon to Mission Del Rey Southwest.
Oh, well, good. Thank you so much. And I love your show. It's very interesting.
Thank you kindly. And hang on there. Shelly will tell you how to pick that up, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to everyone.
Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas.
Call back. Okay, Sandra, call back. I hit the wrong button. That was me.
Well, you being a Grinch.
Well, yeah, 544-5876. Sandra, call back and talk to Shelly. Some idiot knock you off the air. I don't know who that was. Anyway. Okay, but now we got to deal with this Sergio business. Because we got Sergio sitting here with a hard G.
Yes.
But the guy in the control room is 1, 2, 3. Sergio Valenzuela! We thank you kindly for doing what you're doing there, as well as Shelly Sutherland. That's how we deal with these people.
Yeah. We have to be kind.
Scream at them, feed them raw meat, and then go to commercial.
They
shall
locks
we do
us
that?
In. Yes, we
544
shall.
544 whatever.
5876 or 544-KTSM.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
What would you do if you won the lottery? Powerball and Mega Millions jackpots are high, and you can't win if you don't play. But who wants to wait in line for a ticket? At Lottery.com, you can skip the line and play your favorite lottery games right from your phone. Never lose a ticket and never miss a jackpot. The Lottery.com app is free, and you can cash out your winnings anytime. In just 2 taps, you could win the next multi-million-dollar jackpot. Search for Lottery.com in the App Store or go to Lottery.com to learn more. Now sit back, relax, and play, and get some time back in your day. That's what we call winning together. This message was brought to you by Lottery.com. Please play responsibly.
If you're looking for a great paying part-time job with flexible hours, check out 2020 Census Jobs. You may have another job or not. You may even be retired or looking for some extra income, but you can also help make sure that everyone gets counted. So apply today at 2020census.gov/jobs to help strengthen your community.
Sometimes, when you're living with a disability, unable to work, you just need a hand up. Citizens Disability understands. And whether you're applying for disability benefits from Social Security for the first time or you've been denied in the past, Citizens Disability knows how to guide you to the help you deserve. You'll work directly with an advocate who will listen, evaluate, and deal directly with Social Security on your behalf. Plus, there's no upfront cost. Citizens Disability only gets paid if you win your case, because they work for you. Give Citizens Disability a call today for your consultation. It's no cost and no obligation. 800-728-0227. Did you know that there is a huge number of conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits? Citizens Disability does, and they will make sure you get the benefits you deserve. Call today. 800-728-0227. Citizens Disability. 800-728-0227. That's 800-728-0227.
Want military-grade gear delivered directly to your doorstep? Join over 250,000 customers already geared up with Crate Club, the box built by Navy SEALs, Army Rangers, Delta Force, and Special Ops guys. You'll receive seasonal tactical and survival gear essentials to be better prepared at home and on the road, and a digital subscription to our community. Products include backpacks, helmets, hammocks, holsters, vests, and more kick-ass gear. Get it for yourself or gift something unique this year. Rise above the ranks at CrateClub.com. That's CrateClub.com.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by EPHistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
A lot going on here. Sergio Lewis is still here. He got a lot to say. I got news for you.
But, We're talking.
tonight, Fort Sheldon Historic Site, Las Noches de las Luminarias. And as I always say, that's the end of my Spanish. But that's okay. That's tonight, 6 to 9 p.m. Southwest Tradition, 800 glowing candles surround the fort ruins. Enjoy holiday music, cozy campfire, warm cup of cocoa as you tour the grounds. I don't think you're going to get inside, so take your coat. Admission is five, children free. Give them a call, 575-202-1638. That's in Radium Springs.
And this is for tomorrow. You've got Sunday, December 15th, from 12:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m., the Taylor Mesilla Historic Property, Nacimiento Open House with J. Paul Taylor. It's a tour of the historic home, and you can view more than 190 nacimientos or nativity scenes, and they're going to have these all on display in the home. And this is located at 2346 Calle Principal. And this is located right on the old Mesilla Plaza. If you want questions about it or such, call them at 575-202-1638 to find out more.
Sergio Lewis is here. We got off on a tangent. Let's get back on it, and that would be the body shop business. How'd you get into the car business? You got brothers?
Actually, I got into the car business, the body shop business, with my brother Tony. Tony is always tinkering with cars and motors and that type of thing. And eventually he bought a house on Teton Street, across the street from where our parents raised us. And it had a garage. And
irony, huh?
And we just started. He started tinkering with some stuff, and I would help him all the time. And one thing led to another. Next thing you know, we established a business in 1976 on Hercules and Dyer.
But you always were working on cars anyway, though, right?
Well, both my brothers, and like I say, Northeast El Paso was the kind of place where just everybody was, it just seemed like everybody was into fast cars, hot cars, street cars, and that type of thing. So it was sort of natural that it was exciting, and there was a passion there. And absolutely, cars were fascinating. And then we started painting them, and Tony was custom painting them. And then I learned how to custom paint. One thing led to another. Next thing you know, we
here you are.
Here we are. And people tell me, you don't be saying that. And even in the political arena, when I would campaign, I'd mention this. But I'm going to go ahead and mention it. It's the truth. When we started in 76, we started with $250 in a checking account.
Yeah.
And we just kept working, never stopped working. And one thing led to another, and anyways, it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun. 1998, we split up amicably, and so he's been out in Northeast. I've been out near the airport all this time, and two separate shops, but nevertheless, you know, that since 98. And
you like cars, though. And how about racing? You did some racing?
Well, like I was saying earlier, Tony is a big drag racer, and all that bled off on me as well. And the ironic thing earlier when we were talking about Tetons being one of the original drag strips, illegally, of course, well, Tony ended up buying that house across the street, and that ended up turning into our race operation.
Oh.
I was a specialized grunt, I guess you could say. I learned a lot. We had a lot of fun. Tony did the tuning on the fuel and the clutch and other things, of course. And
well, back when you could actually work on cars, pretty easy. Now it's a little more difficult, isn't it?
Well, this one was an alcohol funny car, top alcohol car. Yeah, you're talking.
So you complicated it from the beginning.
Well, it. A car running over 200 miles an hour and a quarter mile, and you're talking back in the 80s, I think our best time, and Tony was driving it at the time, was 226 miles per hour at the Winter Nationals in Pomona, California.
You have a parachute come out the back?
Absolutely.
Oh,
the,
boy.
Yeah, top end. You know, we actually held the world record, if I remember correctly, on mile per hour for about 5-7 minutes until somebody like Brad Anderson out of West Covina come by and blasted a little bit faster, and then a guy, a young man, 21-year-old by the name of Waltz family, the Waltz family. Top, well, they used to call him Top Gun. And then he blasted a 227 mile per hour. And that was an exciting day. What can I say?
Were you in the car when it's going that fast?
No, my brother was driving, as I mentioned. Yeah, at that time, Tony had been driving. And then later on, what we did as we kept racing, hired a pilot out of Denton, Texas, Bill Wendt, the old Smokey the Bear race car driver.
Oh, boy.
And,
oh, really?
At that speed, if you hiccup, you're going to turn off the road or something, right?
Oh, it doesn't take much to throw those cars off. I mean, it's, you watch them. It's amazing. It's,
you surely don't want to fart, I would guess.
I can't say that on the radio. I guess you could.
That would pop the chute.
All right, you don't want a shard. How's that? Is that softer?
I think we're going to move on to something else. But the thing about cars, though, I mean, you're the guy on the radio I think about when I think of cars. But and those are, that's a body shop situation. You'll be fixing cars. Do you do the internal work as well, not just the body?
No, we don't do motors, but we do suspension. We do frame. We do all the collision repair and paint, of course. And
how's it going? How's the shop going?
Actually, we've been doing really good. We've actually grown into doing a lot more RV work, motor homes, and just about any type of RVs. We're doing rigs. We're doing school buses. You name it. We're tackling it.
Well, I do know that I called your shop to looking for you, and I got the lady that's on your commercials, and I was just flabbergasted. She sounds just like she does on the commercials. That's Norma Jean.
Norma Jean.
Well, you know why she sounds like that,
I don't
that,
know
right?
why.
She has to work for him.
Well, because it is Norma Jean.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't call her anything else. Mrs. Norma Jean, maybe.
Norma Jean. Yeah.
Madam Norma Jean.
You know, speaking of Norma Jean, and then there's Cynthia, and then, of course, our technicians and everybody else, I have an amazing staff. You know, I can say I'm blessed, but at the same token, you know, it's been a work in process. I mean, progress. And Norma Jean's been with me since 1991.
Wow.
When she started with me, you know, she really had no idea what that type of business was about. She stayed with me for about 5 years or so. She left for about 5 years. She came back and been with me ever since. But if it wasn't for my staff, our staff, I wouldn't be talking to you all right now and enjoying this conversation.
Oh, no, you've got to have help in a business like that.
I have amazing people. And our customers love her to death, and they love Cynthia to death. And it's just been a great experience.
I just want to call her up and hear her talk. I don't need your car service. I just want to talk to her. But no, she sounds just like on a commercial.
She's a trip. I'm telling you, she's a trip.
She's the brains of the operation, probably. Huh?
Well, I wouldn't go as far as to say that.
Sure.
No.
Norma Jean, we know you're listening. We know you're the brains.
You're out there somewhere.
Well,
by the way,
if
you want to talk to Sergio Lewis, we'll take a call here, 544-5876. He may or may not answer it. But on the other hand, he's sitting here. You can ask him anything. But life goes on. We got to take another break here. It is that kind of day where we have commercials and stuff happening left and right. And you also do a Facebook thing going on right now?
I'm just putting it up right now, so give me a few minutes. I'll have a smiling face. I finally got a really good smile.
Do you have the number handy? It was more than 5,500 people We reached on...
No, because I got the screen blocked up with a picture.
Working
on the picture, well, so you'll have to look at it.
I don't have anything to look at. They took my toys away from me.
Oh, that's right. They took your computer away from
me. Whatever it is, go to commercial, would you?
Let's go to commercial.
3, 2, 1, go.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexican items for gifts and decor. Fun Southwest holiday shopping for the family. Bring your friends. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com for directions to Mission Del Rey Southwest.
Lumber Liquidators Flooring has the styles you want and the features you need. This week, save 15% on AquaSeal water-resistant flooring or 10% on all waterproof vinyl. And to help you decide which floor is best, you can see hundreds of our floors in your space with Picture It, our online visualizer tool, only at llflooring.com. These are the floors homes are built on. Lumber Liquidators Flooring.
Advertised transactions or rent-to-own transaction requires 13 payments to own. Total payments for ownership equals the weekly rental price times 13.
From wearable technology to electronics and computers, the best things in life are no longer out of reach thanks to Ownable.us. Ownable lets you rent to own great new electronics quickly. After 6 months of renting, it's yours to keep forever. Shop Ownable.us to get all the top brands today. Right now, you can even save $10 off at checkout by entering promo code RADIO. That's $10 at checkout with promo code RADIO. Ownable. Rent it for weeks. Own it forever.
Do you have a cardiovascular disorder, chronic heart failure, or diabetes? Do you know there are Medicare plans designed specifically for those conditions? Join us Tuesday, December 17th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the WellMed at 9999 Kenworthy to learn more and speak to a United Healthcare representative.
Want military-grade gear delivered directly to your doorstep? Join over 250,000 customers already geared up with Crate Club, the box built by Navy SEALs, Army Rangers, Delta Force, and Special Ops guys. You'll receive seasonal tactical and survival gear essentials to be better prepared at home and on the road, and a digital subscription to our community. Products include backpacks, helmets, hammocks, holsters, vests, and more kick-ass gear. Get it for yourself or gift something unique this year. Rise above the ranks at CrateClub.com. That's CrateClub.com.
With colder temperatures on the way, keep your car running with Prestone Antifreeze. Only Prestone's superior formula works immediately, protecting your engine from the elements to keep your engine running better. So take on the winter with Prestone today.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by EPHistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we got Gary on the phone to get you in a second. We've got to tell you about the Hike Up Cristo Rey, Monday, December 30th. Tis the holiday season. That one's going to happen at noon. Family, friends in town, easy to hike trail. Spectrum of spectacular panoramas of two countries, three cities, etc. 2.5 miles each way. Melissa, it's 2.5 miles each way.
I know.
Okay. Down is easier. And get up to the statue of Christ, the Redeemer. He is not on the cross. He's the Redeemer. Anyway, hike begins at noon. Get out there. And the information, 328-4110. It's a donation to the Cristo Rey Restoration Committee, noon on December 30. Put that on your calendar.
Well, the Sunset Film Society and the International Museum of Art, which is located down there at Montana and Brown Street, this today, as a matter of fact, at 2 p.m., has got a wonderful beginning of their holiday movies for this month. And Jay Duncan, the film historian, is going to be there to give you some information on each film that they show every Saturday, which is free. It's going to be Gremlins today, and then they're going to have next Saturday Through the Eyes of a Child. And it's just a great place to go to watch some great films all the time. But they've got a special event all month running all these wonderful holiday movies, and they have available for sale fresh popcorn, soft drinks, and candy.
But the movies are free.
Yeah, the movies are free. So you go have a good time and learn some great trivia and information on the movies. And so get out there. If you have questions about the movies or what's going on, call 543-6747.
Got Gary on the phone. Gary's on the radio. Sergio Lewis is sitting here. What's up?
Well, I just wanted to really thank Sergio and his brother of what they've done to this community and helped. I got to know both of them back in the racing when my son started racing. I did the food out at the two different drag strips, but two great guys.
Gary the Blimp with the Blimp restaurant, right? Okay.
Huff.
Gary, how are you, man?
Oh, fantastic. It's nice to hear your voice and what you do for us.
Well, Gary, thank you so much. It's a pleasure. And you've always been there for us. And it goes both ways, man. It's been a great time.
Thanks for ringing up.
Yes. You got it. I just wanted to say that. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling and listening.
Take her easy. And did Sandra ever call back, Shelley? Did we get Sandra to call back? She did? Okay, so Sandra got her prize. I cut her off. There's two buttons here. Neither one
Mr.
are labeled.
Grinch.
I have to remember which is which, and I didn't. So
I heard that click.
In the fast lane. Are we out of here already?
That was quick.
We do seem to be here.
We'll be back.
You went a minute early, just so you know that. All right. Have fun at the other end of this break. Sergio Lewis is still here.
And he's going to stay here.
We're going to talk to him in the next hour. Don't go away. See you after the news.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for archived copies of this radio show. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690, KTSM, El Paso.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transfer?